Okay, so we're talking to Claude Catherine Lemoine from Clac Logement, and you and another demonstrator got stopped a few blocks from here. What happened there? What was that all about?
Someone was stopped. She was on her bike, and bike police officers, I guess you'd call them, were also around the demos. And there were thousands of cops tonight in all forms, like biking, walking, in the demo, outside the demo. So basically what happened is that people that were biking got stopped by a lot of people that were biking got stopped by police officers and were ticketed for various reasons and asked to fully ID themselves or would arrest them for obstruction, which is what happened to me. I wasn't arrested, but I wasn't too sure. I guess that's where all the rights come in, but to be fully aware of your rights and what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do. But they told me that if I wasn't identifying myself, they'd arrest me for obstruction, so I ended up doing so, and I got ticketed, but... You know.
And what exactly were you ticketed for?
Because I was missing my back red reflector.
Oh, well, Claude, you menace to society.
I know, that's what they told me, basically.
I mean, obviously it wasn't a coincidence that they arrested you for such a small charge on the International Day of Action Against Police Brutality.
For sure. They're cops from Quartierville, so they're not from the area. Obviously, they're called in, and... it's intimidation practices, right? To try to intimidate people in the demo, outside the demo, near or far, to intimidate basically anyone that's willing to say that cops are brutalizing people, and then in revenge they're trying to repress that message to get out, I think.
And what would you say finally to people who get charged on things such as what you got charged at for tonight and future demonstrations?
I think that people should make sure that their bikes are all in order. And it's not necessarily to say that they're right in doing so, but it's to avoid a whole bunch of problems and therefore be able to do our work more effectively and not have to give them an easy answer to isolate us, because that's what happened, really. They isolate people, and then once they're alone, if people didn't come around us, then we would have been really scared and isolated. So it's also good when we see things like that happen to go close and around and support the people, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you.